I really need to explain myself and talk about the lack I felt of confidence, and I'd like to really have a breakthrough, or to be brought through into a truer state, a more helpful and healthy, positive state. And I invite you to join with me. Or I also understand if some people do not wish to listen to this particular episode right now, because this doesn't necessarily have a clear message. I do want to arrive at a healthy understanding and a healthy commitment, but I also need to explain myself, which may involve just revealing some struggles I've had with feeling insecure. And so I understand some people might prefer to listen to an episode which would be more focused on a direct message and be less like a diary entry. Like, this might be cathartic for me. Well, and I, of course, will make podcast recordings that are more focused on a message, or more focused in direct encouragement. Whereas now, I really am at a point in my life where I have to change. And many of us, well, you might understand. And to really help myself, I'm also not going to edit this podcast. I'm not going to cut it down. I'm not going to cut out the ums or the pauses, or just me if I happen to stumble around on my words. Because I've probably mentioned to you before, you might recall me hearing how I've recorded podcasts and listened back and didn't like them. And this insecurity of mine has really gotten in the way of all areas of my life. And what I regret probably the most is how it's gotten in the way with my communication, like being involved with you through this medium is very important to me, and yet I've not felt comfortable communicating. And you know, I've listened back. I've told you how I've recorded whole podcasts and listened back, and I didn't like them, and I threw them away. And oftentimes, I just cringe hearing myself because I hear the timidity. It just cannot be hidden in my voice, you know, the speaking voice and the communication, and perhaps how I present myself, or how I carry myself and how I look. My facial expressions can't usually hide the insecurity that had really become habitual for me. And maybe there are reasons, and I'd like to just address some of that. And again, I don't know my point. I just know that I need to do this. And I've taken steps, because there are things we can do. In fact, most of what I've talked about on this podcast has been messages and advice that I have needed myself. And I've really had to think back and start to engage with the good advice. Often we know what would be helpful and what would be healthy to do. We just need to start doing it, and we need to develop habits. Well, there are certain simple habits. So as far as my manner of speech, I really made a point to stop using uncertain words, words that do not sound definitive. So I'll catch myself often. Of course, there are times when I'm not sure about something, and it's okay. Definitely, it's most helpful to say, like, I'm unfamiliar with that, or I need more information, or I need to know more before I can make an informed decision. But I would be using words that that made me sound unsure with almost any statement. You know, to my wife, I might say, I think I'll be ready in a minute, but what I mean to say is I will be ready in a minute. Or I would say, maybe we can go for a walk. And what I mean is I'd like to go for a walk. And often, like, these sentences are so thick with uncertain words. You know, maybe we can go for a walk after I think I'll just put on my shoes. Or I don't know. I'm just trying to say that that uncertainty has really gotten into, it's in my mind, and it's affected my manner of speech as well. I'm sure it's evident. It's evident to me on these podcasts. It's also evident because I've started again listening back to phone messages, although I don't like to hear how I sound, but I feel like it's helpful for me. You know, there's often an option when you call someone's cell phone, when you're done, to press a series of buttons that give you a choice. You can choose to review your message, and I'll listen back. I've even had dreams where I was doing this. You know, that's how insecure I feel about my speaking voice. And I'll listen back, and I'll hear myself, even though I could be firm and confident in what I say, and also be friendly. I don't feel as though there's much risk of us coming across as rude, especially if you've been shy or introverted like I've been. There's really not much risk. Well, I want to stay on point. There's a lot I'd like to say. So, as far as listening back to myself, one habit I've noticed are these very peculiar pauses. And I know that I've kind of made the pause, I've pretended as though it was a style. I convinced myself that maybe it's effective, maybe it has a sort of dramatic quality, when really it's just my brain becoming afraid. Sometimes I will start to say something and then my brain is not sure. My brain starts to say, oh, are you sure? My brain is concerned that I'll come across as foolish. And I guess it's referencing past incidents where I did feel foolish. There had been so many, and I'm sorry that this is quite personal, and I want you to know that I'm committed to being happy and being healthy. But I want to talk over all this, and maybe someone else wants to consider changing their habits as well. Well, yeah, my brain had just become afraid. It does, as I start to say something. Instead of just saying it in a genuine and sincere way, my brain starts to worry. It worries about how I will be perceived and how I will feel about myself. Because many times I've felt foolish, and that is a hard place, that can feel like a hard place to be. Especially recently, I've in the last couple of years, I've been involved with a lot of new activities and had a lot of new responsibilities, and I've sometimes felt overwhelmed. This has been a very difficult time for me, and that's a reason why I've not recorded a lot of podcasts either. I didn't want to feel like a fraud coming on trying to act as though I had answers as to how we can have a positive outlook, what we can choose towards being happy and healthy. I do have a sense about it, but I guess in recent years and months, I feel as though I've learned the hard way. And what I really like to do with this podcast is come on and let everyone bypass that. Like, let's make conscious decisions now. Let's develop the habits now that support our highest and most fulfilling experience and feeling. So I've not felt confident, and I'm very grateful that someone pointed this out to me. I was already aware, but there was someone close with me who said that I would sound uncertain and I wouldn't sound confident, and how this could get in the way in my life, get in the way of what I've tried to do. And that person is 100% correct, and I'm grateful that the person spoke with me. And I can certainly remember there'd been times over a number of years where that person also identified other observations, like, hey, you don't seem to be making friends, or you might be settling when it comes to your relationship. You may not be with the right person, you know, or things like that over many years in my life. And I am grateful. And that's one reason that I like to come on this podcast and talk with you too, because I believe in you. And that person speaking with me, I didn't take it as criticism. I took it as, I was very thankful, because to me, it meant that the person believes that I can change, and I can change, I can develop, I can be more myself, because really, that is the goal. Any time that we feel restricted or hindered or feel a frustration, you know, often we experience it as frustration in our experience, because this timidity, I'm calling it, I don't know, it's like a lack of confidence, this had carried over into most all areas of my life. I'm pretty certain that while I apply myself in my work, there have been times over the years where I was probably not taken seriously, times where I could have stepped into a role that I would have preferred, but I might have been seen as weak, or I might not have believed in myself. And, well, if I'm not feeling confident, it's quite easy for other people to take advantage of me. And I feel as though people have taken advantage of me, especially recently. And that cannot continue. Also, it can be common if somebody kind of keeps to themselves and doesn't believe in themselves, it can be quite common that they don't represent themselves creatively in their life. While I might be sort of creative to myself in some corner of my room, I'm not letting my life experience be, well, I'm not being co-creator in that. And I don't really take a philosophy about this. It's not like I'm not putting pressure on us to be creative. I kind of feel as though The Secret, you know, that book and movie and philosophy, I feel as though that can be a bit of a distraction. But I have to acknowledge that people who are more extroverted can very naturally have a life that suits them. Their environment suits them because they're not keeping themselves to themselves, you know, and they'll have a right relationship for them, and they'll have a job that they enjoy because they're not keeping themselves to themselves. They're not apologetic about themselves. So I want to be myself to the world. And there was a time, I'm really thankful for the 90s. It was confusing because there were all sorts of mixed messages in the culture. Of course, alternative culture tended to become mainstream at a certain point. I'm thinking largely of music and entertainment culture, because we had groups coming out that seemed to, that were fairly punk rock, although they didn't have to necessarily adhere to any, you know, punk type aesthetic or genre, but there was a sort of pride in being yourself, and that was helpful for me. And maybe I need to remember some of what I learned and some of what was helpful for me then, because of course I'd spent years of my young life trying to conform, trying to see, well, who's cool in school, you know, and how can I look like them? How can I act like that person? And that was, to me, looking back, I feel a little foolish. But young people might just naturally follow in that manner. But I'm thankful that then there was also this change where people embraced being unique. Although perhaps that went, well, it was commandeered by the mainstream. And then there was an expectation to be, well, edgy or alternative. Anyway, this is not what I intended to speak about. But I was talking about all areas of my life and how this lack of confidence or this disconnect, this restricted feeling that I've had has cost me a lot of time. And I guess it didn't matter as much to me in earlier years, but now I'm 40 years old and I need to look around. And if I take account for my time, I realize, oh, I've not been who I want to be. I've not had the effect that I would like to have. And one of the most important areas of involvement with me is sharing material like we are doing right now with a podcast. And of course, I've not done that. And so I have to consider, I have to realize what will help me, what helps me. And being deliberate with my time is crucial right now. It really is. I can think back to the last couple years when I've bought day planners, you know, books. I know there are more modern tools. Perhaps I use like a calendar on the phone that's electronic, but I prefer to look at paper, you know, when I'm planning something out or making notes. Well, I've purchased day planners, and I can think back to the last couple years, or I can think back to several years and just see a decline in my efficiency, a decline in how I used my time with purpose. And those books are largely empty because I was not choosing how to spend my time. And I don't like to be very rigid, but at the same time, there are things that are important to me, and there's a lot that I've neglected. There's a lot in my life, and that had just built up and created shame for me. Like, I felt so ashamed, and then that became sort of cyclical for me. The feeling and then the disconnecting from just being inactive. And I need to stop taking things personally. That is what I need. That has been shown to me. I've taught it. I've spoken about it on this podcast. I've attempted to remind us that we are divine, perfect, spiritual beings, and that any story is not real, and we are not locked in with any story. We are not held. We are not confined. We are not restrained. We are infinite. And I need to start realizing, well, how does that look for life? How does that look this morning and this afternoon and this evening? How do I sleep in my ultimate perfection? How do I accept myself? How do I not judge myself? How do I not feel foolish? And one way is I need to really commit to what is important to me. And if I make a mistake, or if I don't like how I sound, if I feel as though someone disrespected me, I need to focus on my commitments. My commitment. I mean, I care about you. I care about my family. I care about my wife. I care about my marriage. And I care about whatever aspects of life support those. And so I can redirect my mind. And I don't need to be so self-referential. So quickly in the past, it's unfortunate how quickly I accept stories that are lies. And any time a lie comes in, what I've like to do now is I tell it, go directly to God. Give your account to God, because I know it's coming from some deceptive energy. And what I'm describing, I can think of examples yesterday where I intended to go somewhere, but then I didn't really calculate how long it would take with traffic at that time. And I was going with my wife to have fun. And then I was concerned, though, that we would get to this garden area, which charges admission. I was afraid that we would get there and we wouldn't have a lot of time, and I would just feel foolish for having wasted time earlier, taken too long with what I was doing earlier, and then we will need to put forth money to spend, and maybe we'd regret what we did. And then after that, we actually went to a restaurant, and I didn't realize that, it's being a small place, it was quite popular and it's a bit fancy. See, we were celebrating our anniversary, and we didn't have a reservation, so we didn't get like a normal table and we had to sit by the window. It was still pleasant, but, you know, it just represented my, to me, some of that had been caused by my poor planning. And it's okay, though, that I address, it's okay to learn something from those situations. And by the way, everything was nice and pleasant. I really appreciate my wife, because she has supported me through very distressing times over the last about almost 2 years. I really feel bad. A lot of my insecurities have surfaced, and I really believed a lot of lies. Because, for example, yesterday I felt quite foolish, and I took all, you know, my mistakes. They might have been slightly, I might have been mistaken about, you know, calculating my time or making my plan. And, you know, I didn't get gas ahead of time. There was just things like, I want to be someone who is effective, and I haven't been. And I took it personally. Instead of just learning a lesson, like, oh, you know, tomorrow or next week or in the future or next year on our anniversary, I'm going to take a little more time, or I'm going to communicate a little better, or I'm just going to make certain about what we're doing. You know, instead of simply learning, I took all of this personally. And this wasn't the worst, but this just happens to be the most recent incident. And, you know, I couldn't even hide. Felt as though I had to vocalize, you know, how I felt as a person. Because often, you know, we have these feelings and then we start associating times in the past we felt that way, you know, other past energies. If we haven't let them go, they can start to resonate together. And then I felt like an unintelligent person because I'd been feeling that way. And there'd been many times when I'd felt that way, and I need to let those go. Any of those energies are only sticking around because we've identified with them. And we need to realize that those are not our identity. That foolishness, that poor planning, that's not my identity. Those times when I felt unintelligent, those times when I felt as though other people took advantage of me, that's not who I am. And the only reason those energies stay around is because I believed they were part of me. But they're not. And they will go. They'll return to the neutral source. They don't want to stick around. They're not with me. But there has been deceptive forces. There has been. And even them, I tell them, go. Go directly to God. Give your account to God. So as far as confidence, and especially with speaking confidently, there are things I can do. There are ways which I can speak better, more fully and more clearly. And one way is to be sure to breathe and to take pauses when I need more breath. I don't need to just keep trying to talk until I run out of air. You know, I just go ahead and pause and have breath support the statement. And also, like I said, I'm trying to be more attentive to the words I use and be sure and be certain, because nobody wants me to feel weak. Or if they do, well, then I really want to rise above them. And maybe there are systems that do rely on people being weak and not applying themselves. And I sometimes wonder, have I fallen into those roles? Because if we don't live our life, if we don't choose where our energy goes, someone else will. And a lot of life is structured that way. Sometimes I've had this recognition, and yet I've just sort of complained. I didn't really resolve to start. For example, I didn't resolve to start reallocating my time. I would just say, oh, so much of my time and attention is going to whatever responsibilities, and oh, I'm not feeling like I have much energy to record a podcast or something. Instead of saying, this podcast is important to me, I'm going to get myself in a state, and I'm going to arrange my time where I can do what I choose to do. And I feel, well, you know what? Even though, like I'm about to say, I feel foolish, I'm not going to identify with those feelings of foolishness. Perhaps I need to change. And that's maybe a better way for me to put this. Instead of saying, oh, I feel foolish about this, I feel foolish about this, just say, hey, I need to change. I need to make some changes. I need to develop some habits. And I ask, like, I've been relying on God. And that's something that a lot of people learn through very extreme circumstance. And I invite anyone to just bypass extreme circumstance. Because to me, I feel a lot of pressure taken off me by relying on God. Like, God, work through me. That's one thing I like to do on these podcasts. Today feels a little strange because I'm referencing my own mind and my own insecurities a lot. But what I like to do is just let God speak through me. I say, God, what would you like us to know? And I've been praying a lot. And the prayer has really helped me. I don't really feel a need to teach any sort of doctrine right now, as I talk about this. I'm just saying, like, I rely on God. And sometimes, you know, approaching these ideas that might be perceived as religious, they can be a little tricky, especially for me who has associations with a past of being in churches and things that I didn't like or that I didn't approve of. Well, for me, it has helped to really be clear, like, who do I mean if I say God? Maybe some people might want to recognize that as ultimate love, ultimate acceptance. For me, I sometimes like to say Most High God, because I'm definitely not addressing any energies or entities that are pretending. Or I like to say Holy God, because the word holy to me is profound. You know, the word holy to me goes beyond all the duality of this world and the trickery or the trappings of this world. And I ask to be myself in the fullest, truest form. And I ask that for you, that you be yourself in the truest, fullest, most fulfilling way. That we be happy, we be joyful, we be confident, We love our life. I love you, and I really appreciate you being with me. I really appreciate you listening and sharing in this commitment that I have. And I am committed to being confident. And even the confidence, I don't really make that about myself. The confidence is important because of what I care about. You know, I don't need to prove or disprove myself. That's something I've said many times on this podcast, and I really need to start integrating what I've been teaching on this podcast. My sense of self is not proven or disproven by any circumstance. It's not even proven or disproven by any actions. Although I choose to act in healthy ways, because that is representative of my truth. I don't want to waste time. Oftentimes, wasting time has made me feel bad about myself. Well, you know, perhaps I don't need to take it too personally, but I need to take that lesson. I need to recognize that lesson and say, well, okay, this morning, this afternoon, this evening, I won't waste my time. Perhaps, you know, taking some time to relax is nice, might be helpful for me. Sometimes I feel tired from working, for example, or I need to collect myself, come into a peaceful state if I'd felt under pressure. But I'm being deliberate with my time. I'm being myself. And really, that's what we will be pleasantly surprised when we now choose to be ourselves. I am myself. Will you say that with me? I am myself. I am myself. I am my glorious self. There is no judgment. There is truth. I align with truth.